Popcorn Friday has arrived, which means if you hear any of us suddenly coughing,
we're not dying. It sounds like
it's just a popcorn kernel.
You can watch me engorge myself on the stream.
Mm-hmm. Josh just looking straight into the camera and eating popcorn. Gross. Speaking
drop it of on like a feed bag.
Popcorn, get your popcorn ready. Our latest episode of Producer Josh's Film School is out. We talked Top Gun. There was a take by a friend of the show or a friend of the station last night that I didn't see this morning until I woke up.
Can I talk about that exact aspect of the take?
You may.
If you have a tweet like that, you got a take like that, you don't drop it at 12:45 in the morning.
Why don't you say it? What? Go ahead.
You're scared. You're scared to drop that take in prime time, John.
What did the tweets from John Schreiner say?
I want to get the exact wording right on this, so I will pull up the profile, and I have spelled his name wrong.
Sure.
As I'm sure that has happened before in his life. There he is. Okay.
He's an S-C-H.
Top Gun is a bad movie, and you should feel bad for liking it. There, I said it. Wow. Now, we asked if it was overrated this week, because who in the room had that take? It was one of the morning guys.
Guess.
Damon?
Yeah.
And Gary said, oh, whoa, no way.
Yes.
I have said...
The most predictable conversation
yes,
of all time.
Yes. I have said that we like the movie more than it...
You have to understand
warrants.
What it is.
Yeah.
You have to sink yourself into the idea that this is not like, you know, this is not a cinematic masterpiece.
Yeah. Is it high art? No. Is it a hell of a lot of fun?
It's Tom Cruise acting like a psychopath.
Chomping on gum. Everybody's chewing in this movie, but no one has food. Just chomping constantly.
I will not feel bad for enjoying Top Gun.
Yeah.
Now, let me offer this opinion then back to our friend John Schreiner. Is liking it and enjoying it different? Or maybe we're talking about three different things. Liking it, enjoying it, and saying it's a good movie. I'm not saying it's a good movie. I liked it, and I enjoyed it. Can you not like it and still enjoy it? I would argue that I did that with that stupid Sylvester Stallone truck driving movie.
Over the Top is terrible. And I love it.
That movie sucks.
It does
suck. I did not like it.
It does not make
sense. I will never
sense.
Watch it again, but I enjoyed it.
I love it. I will watch it again. It is hot garbage.
Top
he gives away a truck and wins a truck.
Top Gun? I will watch that again.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel sort of inclined to watch the next Top
oh,
Gun.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get your butt in a theater. Tom Cruise? I just gave your movie $15 extra. You're welcome.
Mm.
In this day and age, that is very important.
Yeah. Last time I went to the theater, I saw Batman, and it was just really sad and dark and quiet for 3 hours, and I paid like $20 for a popcorn and a large drink.
Hey, just like the insurance commercial.
I am
the
never
movie, the
no,
it's
no,
expensive.
No,
get
no.
over it.
That commercial, no, because I am never going to stop complaining about that. You can't sell popcorn and a drink for $22.
The soda costs a nickel, and we all know it.
You can't do that. How would they expect me to go to the movie and not complain about that?
That is $3.50 worth of popcorn in a gallon garbage bag that they give you. Why am I paying $22 for this? You're not paying the kid scooping it $22.
I'm not complaining. Or I'm not stopping complaining. I am complaining. A lot. That commercial will not stop me. Okay, so now we got that out of the way. You can listen to our most recent episode of Producer Josh's Film School, which is out now.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you listen to this show after the live, the time in which we are live on the air, which I know you do.
I know we got to get to Munson here. Can I, one quick little sidebar on the Top Gun podcast?
Of course.
I tried to get this out there before literally... Every other sports entity did a podcast about Top Gun, but Connor didn't watch it in time. So now it looks like we're copying Bill Simmons and all those other guys.
Oh, was it Top Gun Week at The Ringer?
Yeah, it's Top Gun Week at The Ringer. It's Blockbuster Week.
They do.
Look, I had that idea before them, but Connor didn't watch the movie in time.
Like, well, if we're being honest, I mean, the producer Josh's film school isn't terribly different from the rewatchables.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on.
I'm just saying.
That is a movie about movies that are rewatchable.
And you,
this is a podcast about
movies that I've never seen.
Movies that are great that you have never
seen. It's quite the opposite, actually.
Yeah, they're entirely different things.
And you do like to bring up movies when they are topical, a.k.a. when they have anniversaries.
Yeah, because that's when people are going to listen. Like, oh, I've seen a lot of stories about Top Gun.
But we're
in
no way copying off of that.
No.
That would be blasphemous.
Let's talk about the Celtics.
Wait, Josh, you're kind of Bill Simmons.
Well, oh my gosh, what an insult. But also, he's very successful. Is it a compliment?
All right.
Poll question.
We're going to talk to Brian Munson of Husker Online next, but first, our friends from Pearl Jam.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.